sent emails and letters both to the Taoiseach, to the Minister for Higher Education, Patrick O'Donovan, and to Roderick O'Gorman, the Minister for Integration, who's responsible for the settlement of refugees and asylum seekers coming to the country. And we haven't heard a reply other than acknowledgements from all three of them that they received our correspondence, but we await anything more substantial. I'm writing again today to the Taoiseach to emphasise the urgency of this situation, that he made a promise last year that student accommodation would not be lost to the Northwest or to Sligo, Atlantic Technological University, and that's exactly what's happening. And I think we also need to get clarity around what's going to happen with Ben Bulbin Court as well, because, as you know, both accommodation blocks were possibly designed for to be going to asylum seekers, and that's fine in one sense, but not from the point of view that it had always been used for people who were going to college in Sligo and who were using educational facilities in the area, and student accommodation is very scarce. And we now are in the season where people are going back to college, and many young people are finding it very difficult to find accommodation. And, you know, it's very regrettable that we find ourselves in this situation. I think it's clearly down to the owners of the building just, you know, trying to game the system where they left it idle for a year, because the Taoiseach and the government announced last year that there was not going to be no place used that was currently being used for student accommodation would not be considered for asylum seekers or for refugees. And what they've done is they left it empty for the year so that they would come around that particular obstacle. So I think it's very regrettable, and we hope that the Minister and Taoiseach will intervene and will come up with a solution here which assures that people who want to attend college in Sligo will have accommodation as we move into the future.
What can the Taoiseach and the Minister really do at this late stage of the game, Deputy Kenny? As you pointed out, the owners are more or less well within their right to house asylum seekers. They did leave the accommodation vacant for a year, which paves the way for them, for allowing them to do so.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's difficult, I know that, but I mean, last year we did get a situation where there was a precedent set where we assured that a student accommodation could not be used in that manner, because it is designed for students and it's badly, badly needed for students, and our student population is growing thanks to the work that's been done in the university in Sligo, and I think we need to ensure that that remains the case. There is alternative accommodation, you know, where people can for asylum seekers or other places in other parts of the country and other places, that needs to be looked at. But certainly student accommodation should not be used in that manner. If a place is lying idle and vacant for years and years, it's a different argument. I mean, this place, this particular facility has been used for students for decades and was purpose-built for students, I think. So, you know, it's totally unacceptable that this would be happening. And I think, in fairness, last year the Taoiseach acknowledged that while he was Minister for Higher Education, said it was unacceptable and shouldn't happen. So now I think you need to come back to the picture again, you know, and restore the student accommodation in Sligo and ensure that this does not go ahead.